Today is Pentecost. In the Old Testament, it was called the Feast of Weeks. You heard Bella read about the Feast of Weeks, and you heard about the rejoicing that comes with celebrating the harvest festival, the Feast of Weeks, which was also a time of confirmation for our Jewish brothers and sisters. They would have confirmation on this same day. And confirmation is one of those interesting things that we do because it's a start of something new. It's a start of something that we don't know exactly what's going to happen. That's why confirmation starts at the church door with Bella and Ethan knocking to come in. But it's also interesting because we don't know exactly how this rejoicing of today is going to work itself out. A good 15 years ago, I made a one-sentence joke that forever changed my life. Jennifer and Miriam and I, Lizzie wasn't born yet, we had been invited to host a German pastor at our house. That she was coming to do some work and came to host people, and it was her job to set up missionaries. And she's been all over the world. She's been to Africa, she's been to Asia, she's been all over the place. And she came down to breakfast the first morning after a very long flight, and I made a joke at the breakfast table. I said, what would it take for an American pastor who speaks no English to serve a church in Germany? And I thought that was pretty funny. And she looked at me and she sort of laughed and she said, I don't know, I'll have to think about it. After breakfast was over and as we were cleaning up the dishes, she comes downstairs after she went up to her room for a moment. She comes downstairs with her date book and her planner and a pen. And she says, okay, what was that you said about wanting to serve in Germany? And I said, oh no, I'm just kidding. I don't speak any German. And she said, oh no, how do you think we can make this happen? And we embarked on this really weird sort of journey where somebody who didn't speak a word of German, didn't know anything about a German church, then was in conversation with this German church for the next few years in preparation to serving in Germany for a year, which is indeed what Jennifer and Miriam and I did. And then we came back after a very fruitful year in Germany and this call that came from no place started with, I mean, if I hadn't said that joke, I don't think it would have started. I don't think it would have happened. It wasn't on anybody's radar. But then I came back and served the church that I was at, the same church in the United States, for another 5 years. And I'm not really sure exactly how things would have worked out if Jennifer and I hadn't gone to Germany, Jennifer and Miriam and I hadn't gone to Germany. I'm not sure that the next 5 years would have been what they were in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And then I'm not really altogether sure that then in 2010, I would seek to become the pastor of Hills Church. So one joke is the reason that I'm standing here today, which kind of blows my mind. One joke, one sentence is the reason that I'm standing before you today. And I think God works that way. I know God works that way. I know that today, confirmation is going to take, what, 15 minutes tops? And it's going to change how Ethan and Bella relate to their families, how Ethan and Bella relate to their God, in ways that we can't even possibly begin to imagine. And in the passage that Bella read from the New Testament, where Jesus is talking about being sent by God, think about this. Jesus says, I was sent. The same way that I was sent to Germany, Jesus was sent here to this earth by God the Father. He didn't have to come here. Jesus didn't have to. He could have stayed in heaven forever, and he could have stayed out of all the things that happen in human life. But Jesus chose to enter into human flesh, and he chose to be 12 years old. You are 12, right, Bella? To be 12 years old. He chose to live and be 12 years old. Well, that blows my mind that the second person of the Trinity was sent by God. And he chose to go and be 12. He chose to be an infant. Ethan, you're 13, right?
Yes.
All right. That amazes me that the very presence who was there at the creation of the universe decided to do the same thing that Ethan and Bella are going to do today. Jesus was confirmed in his synagogue. He stood at the door of his synagogue and knocked to come in. And he was 12 and 13 years old. And he knew what it was like to be a teenager. He knew what it was like to be somebody who's trying to be an adult and learning what that means. He knew what it was like to be 5 and 6 years old and to have the wiggles and to listen to an overly long sermon in the synagogue, right? And think, oh my goodness, how long is this going to take? That amazes me that the Son of God chose to become human. Jesus knew our life so intimately. He had colds. He had sickness. He got weary. He got tired. And we know that because he chose to be sent, that our sickness and weariness and tiredness has been changed. That we're never, ever alone. It changes who we are. And it also changes what we do on Sunday morning. Because Ethan and Bella, you're sent. It's a different kind of sending. God the Father sent his Son, Jesus, to redeem the world and to die on the cross. But we have a different sending. And I don't know what that sending is going to be for you. But with prayer, with your family around you, with people who love you and care for you, with your confirmation teachers around you, you'll get an idea of what God is sending you to do. And maybe God is startling you into great moments of giving. Maybe God wants you to be a forgiver. Maybe your gift is prayer. Maybe your gift is to read scripture, as Bella did this morning. But God sends us to do stuff. And I was just talking to somebody this morning, and he said, I'm 68 years old, and I found the best job I've ever had in my life. That's pretty good. That's about being sent and not knowing exactly how that's going to get worked out. There's always something better just beyond the corner. God has a plan for you. And it doesn't matter if you're 12 or 13. God sent you here for a purpose. And just as I believe that God sent Jesus Christ for that purpose, to win our salvation on the cross, God sent you for a very special purpose that nobody else can fulfill. So my message to Ethan and to Bella today, and to each one of us, is think of those moments where one little joke, one little sentence might change your life. Think about what it means that one moment with Jesus can change everything, because Jesus sends us on a mission that is amazing. He sends us for tasks that are incredible tasks. And this morning, as you join Jesus' church, Jesus sends us in remarkable and faithful ways. Amen.